Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Sports Fan Face Painter.
Mr. Sports Fan Face Painter.
Unlike Van Gogh or Rembrandt, you use yourself as the canvas. Half yellow, half green, but all heart.
Look at me.
As if weighing 400 pounds didn't call enough attention to yourself, you had to go shirtless and paint yourself bright orange.
I said, look at me.
And you top it all off with a rainbow wig, oversized sunglasses, and absolutely no shade.
No, seriously, I said, look at me.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Sports Fan Face Painter, and know we'll keep cheering for you until we are orange, purple, or blue in the face.
Mr. Sports Fan
Bud Light
Face
Beer
Painter.
At Iser Beach, Fort Collins, Colorado.
Hello and welcome to week two of the RBFFL. It's always interesting with plenty of interesting games, some injuries. You know, like this is what the fantasy football world throws up to you. So let's jump in and we'll start off with our red hot team, the hottest team in the RBFFL right now. The Cows. Well, I don't think I've put those two things in a sentence before, but here we go. The Cows, 174. Woo. Defeated the Budgies, 96. Thought this one would be closer. It is early. Still think these teams are going to be vying for end of season honors. Let's jump through an amazing week for the Cows. I'll go to the stats and call on our stats man, Aaron, to see if 174 is their highest score, but it probably's not. They probably scored closer to 200, but great score. 26 from Gina, the overtime victory definitely helped that. Cook had 24. Kind of ended up being a pretty good keep in the end. I think he's going to be awesome. Hill had 15. 15 is like, well, that's pretty good. No, that's not that good for Hill. Didn't need him. Really had 5. Didn't need him either. Hockerson, 25. He had 2 touchdowns in that 25. Smith had 31, and he was fantastic on Thursday night. Allen had 36, a couple of touchdowns for Allen. Special teams combined for 12. But this is where it gets pretty interesting. On the bench, a good pickup in Edwards. He had 12. 20 for Dell. Tank Dell looked very good. Flowers had 10, still hasn't started Flowers, which just goes to show how good that the team is. Hyatt had 10, another great rookie. Sutton had 11, and Myers, who was really good in week one, was out with a concussion, but he'll be back. There are points aplenty for the Cows at the moment. And it was a slightly different strategy going into the draft, and I think it's paying off. Fields had 10 for the Budgies and 6 for Dylan. Dylan just didn't really do what we expected him to do. And I say we, I'm talking about the Packers fans. St. Brown was good with 17. Alave, 14. Alave looks great. 7 for Akunua. 10 for Godwin. Ayuk had 7 and special teams had 25, but there's a lot of points there really, isn't there? They were just a little underperforming this week. 32 for Mostert on the bench, 12 for Warren, 20 for Addison. Looks like a very, very good wide receiver in this league. So this week wasn't enough. Cows topple the Budgies. The Hamsters won 31. Defeated the Finns in the West Coast rivalry. 22 for Jackson. 26 for McCaffrey, getting plenty of work. Thomas had 12. 21 for Samuel, 4 for Ninjuko, 5 for Harris. Kincaid had 9, and special teams combined for 32. which is very nice. On the bench, 17 for Brown. That's about it. 131. It's going to win most weeks. For the Finns, Mahomes had 22, bounce back. 26 for Barkley, but questionable now. We'll see what happens there. Brown had 6. He's had a slow start to the season. Judy had 5. He's back. It's good to see. He'll get better. Schultz had 7. Just not quite as productive as he was in Dallas. Etienne had 6 after that big first week. Just Kansas City just kind of shut him down. 6 for Bourne. Special teams combined for 15. On the bench, Walker had 18. He's got to start getting a look, I would say. And Conklin had 10. It was the Hamsters over the Finns. The Muddies, 129. Defeated the Wipeouts, 97. Tua had 9. Had a good game. Not as productive, but it was a good game. 25 for Robinson. He just looked special. There's no doubt about that. 2 for Moore. 31 for Pickens. He's a talent, and I think he's going to shine with Johnson out. Waller had 13. Started to look pretty good in the second half for the Giants. 9 for Montgomery. 17 for Henry. It's been 2 weeks in a row. Henry's been solid. And special teams had 23. On the bench, 27 for Williams. Very nice pickup from Poole. I think it was a Poole pickup. Regardless, he's got him. It's good. 10 for Burks. Mims had 29, the rookie. Osborne had 12. So lots of points around the Muddies right now. Very, very interesting start to the season. 12 for Burrows for the Wipeouts. He's just not looking himself right now. Jacobs, 10. Diggs had 13. Metcalf had 13. Big shot in the first half, but he did bounce back. 8 for Goddard. Not as high-flying as he'd been. Pollard looks really good, 19. Williams had 16. Special teams combined for 6 with the Texans going negative. On the bench, 34 for Nacua. Great pool pickup. And that is about it for the Wipeouts. Muddies beat the Wipeouts. The Dockers, 111, defeated the Devils, 106. Richardson had 17 just in the first half. He looks like a real star. Henry had 18, looked good. Kirk bounced back with 27. Dubs had 5. Could have had a touchdown, just a little overthrown by Jordan Love. Kelsey had 12, good to see him back. Madison 2, the running game in Minnesota, just not really firing at the moment. London had a great game, 18, and special teams got 12. On the bench, Moss had 19, not sure whether that's a long-term thing, but it's nice to get the points. Atwell had 14, he continues to get looks. Moore had 16, he's a good bounce back week. Reed had 19, great start to the rookies. Season, 13 for Woods. Plenty of points for the Dockers. Now it's all about picking week to week the teams. For the Devils, 22 for Allen. Oh, Chubb, what a horrible incident. So it's pretty sad to see him go down like that. Such a great player. And probably was the reason why. He's with 6 points and he was firing. Probably could have got those extra 5 points to win this game, but just sad to see him out. Lamb had 30, looked amazing. Wilson had 20, had that one touchdown. Jets, we've texted about it. It's going to be a week-to-week thing there. Andrews, 15. He's looks better. And he's back and firing. Algier, 4. I think Robinson's going to be the go-to guy. Dotson had 5. He could be a bit hit and miss. And then special teams had 4. And again, there was so many ways for him to get 112. Just couldn't do it this week. On the bench, Ferguson had 10. Knox had 10. Couldn't even really see how he could pick the team. It was the Dockers this week, beating the Devils, 111 to 106. The Queens, statement game against the Costanzas. This is always a good. This is rivalry week. We got the West Coast rivalry, and then the Queens-Costanzas rivalry, which I guess you'd classify as the Northern Beaches rivalry. But anyway, 146 for the Queens, 6 for Lawrence. He will have better days. Mixon had 12, Evans 34. Looks great. Adams had 20. Did get concussed, but I think he's going to be fine. Ingram had 11. Looks like a solid player every week. Sanders, 7. Looked better. Higgins looked great, 28. Special teams had 28 as well. Just a good compilation of solid point scoring. On the bench, Robinson had 28. I think he's going to get a look this week. Nico Collins looks really good. 32, played well last week. I think he's a go-to guy. Second-year player looking great. Gabe Davis had 21. Hodgins had 14. There's points galore in the Queens lineup as well. For the Costanzas, Hurts back, bounced back with 26, and Connor had 21, so 2 to DJ Moore, so that's promising, 21 for him. Waddle had 12, although he's questionable with a leg injury. Pitts had 3. Pitts is just going to be that guy that will just disappoint, I think, for his whole career. Hall had nothing after such a great week, and now he's basically saying that he wants more ball. I've never heard a running back say that before, so it's interesting. Moore had 6. Special teams had 23. It wasn't enough, though. And if you look to the bench, Shaheed had 10. 10 for Otten. There wasn't a way for them to win. Costanza's 0-2. I think I'll just quote the chat. In desperation mode at this point, Queens get the victory. In the last matchup, the Crabs 148, defeated the Maulers 104. Daniel Jones, after starting off slowly in the match, just cranked it for 30, 21 for White. Jefferson, it's just Jefferson, 27. 32 for Smith, looks great in Philly like he did last year. 11 for LaPorta, tight end rookie, doing pretty well. Jones got injured early in the match, didn't score. Pittman had 13, special teams got 14. An area for improvement, no doubt. On the bench, McLaurin had 16, Thielen had 20, Elliott, oh, a couple of players on the bench that could fill a gap if needed. The Maulers 104, Herbert at 25, 15 for Stevenson, 2 to Chark. Chark's not really been the go-to guy. I think just generally Carolina's passing game's going to be really, really worrying. Chase, 8, suffering from the Burrow's issues. Kittle had 6, 11 for Gibbs, promising now. The Montgomery's hurt. Lockett, just a perennial, 25. Special teams got 12. On the bench, 11 for Boyd and 16 for Cooper. That wouldn't have been enough. It was the Crabs that did it this week. And let's have a quick look at the standings. We've got in the North, the Maulers, the Queens and the Wipeouts are all 1-1. It's pretty tough, pretty close. In the South, we have a 2-0 Cows. Dockers are 1-1. Finns not yet off the mark. The Muddies, 2-0 in the East, great start. Crabs are 1-1. And it's 0-2 for the Costanzas. And in the West, all three teams are 1-1. So if we go to the matchups for the week, I think this is kind of like this week and next week are the really start of the separation week sometimes. You don't know, not always. Crabs up against the Dells. I always love this week. One of my favorite weeks of the year. That and Christmas. Hopefully, the Crabs will come out victorious against the Devils. The Wipeouts are playing the Maulers. Oh, it's going to be a nice little interdivisional rivalry. Queens play the Finns. Look out, Finns. Queens are coming again. Cows play the Dockers. Whoa, boy. The Dockers might be in for a whooping. The Muddies play the Costanzas. Oh, 0-2 versus 2-0. Big rivalry in that division in the East. Gonna be a good game. Hamsters Budgies. This one's always nice. Again, divisional matchup. You gotta like the Budgies here, but look. Hamsters, they are the perennial odds defiers. Just made that up, but you can run with it if you want. Yeah, that is the week, and loving the chat. I will put this podcast in the chat. It will be in the chat from now on. So if you're not in the chat, you're not going to get it. And that's kind of a call out to probably the only person or one of the people who never listened to this anyway. That would be the Mudcats. So here we go. Week 3. The start of the separation, maybe. Enjoy it. Have a great week. And I will speak to you next week. Bye for now.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Silent Killer Gas Passer.
Mr. Silent Killer Gas Passer.
Last night, you had the enchilada combo platter. This morning, the three cheese omelet with broccoli. This afternoon, you're a ticking time bomb. Because of you, a simple elevator ride is suddenly a 42-floor plummet into the very bowels of hell. Who did it? Who cares? Sweet mercy, please just someone light a match.
Sweet, sweet mercy.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh ninja of the nasty. And while you're at it, crack open a window.
Mr. Silent Killer Gas Passer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.